Good evening, everyone. This is the town council meeting for Piscataway for September 13th, 2022. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, the municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, the municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. The township continues to use a remote meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment centers. In order to make sure a clear record of the meeting can be made and that all parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please raise your hand. This can be done either through Zoom app or by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive a prompt or request to unmute. Please click on the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute. Upon being unmuted, you should begin to ask any and all questions you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, and at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the town council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall have only one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to three minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Mrs. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard. Councilwoman Cahill.
Here.
Councilman Kahn.
Here.
Councilman Rouse. Councilman Shaw.
Yes, here.
Councilman Aaron.
Here.
Council President Lombardi.
Here.
Mayor Brian Waller.
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Jacy.
Here.
Township Attorney Rajvir Goomer.
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Kelly Mitch.
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, the Township Clerk.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. Would everyone please join me in the flags?
Which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number five, comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda. Do we have any members of the council that have any comments or any issues of adjournment on this agenda? Seeing none, we'll move to number six, which will be open to the public. We're now going to be opening to the public for comments that are regarding the consent agenda items only, which is number 10. Again, the consent agenda items only. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either in the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6. On your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you will have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Again, please be advised, we are now opening to the public for for the consent agenda items only. Please state your questions and then we will respond. So we are now open to the public for the consent agenda items.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hands raised.
We are now closed the public portion for the consent agenda, and we will now move to number 7. Number 7 is an ordinance second reading, repealing Chapter 21, Zoning, Section 8A, Flood Damage Prevention and Adoption of New Floodplain Management Regulations. It will be open to the public. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read this ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised Journal Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, to repeal Chapter 21, Zoning, Section 8, Flood Damage Prevention, to adopt new floodplain management regulations, to adopt flood hazard maps, to designate a floodplain administrator, and providing for severability and an effective date, was introduced on the 28th day of June 2022 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 21st day of July 2022. Now therefore be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on September 13th, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-17.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. We'll now open it to the public. Since this is number 7, it's a second reading, so we must open to the public. So if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand on Zoom app or if by pressing *9 on your phone. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on the phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. We're now open to the public for number 7.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hands raised.
The public portion is now closed for number 7. May I have an offer to accept this ordinance?
Councilman, an offer.
Councilman Khan, I'll second.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Ehrend?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. And the ordinance passes second reading. Number 8 is an ordinance second reading amending Chapter 7, Traffic Section 14, parking prohibited at all times on certain streets. It will be open to the public. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read this ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, parking prohibited at all times on certain streets, was introduced on the 9th day of August 2022 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 14th day of August 2022. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on September 13, 2022, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2022-18.
Thank you, Ms. C. We will now open to the public for number 8. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. We are now open to the public for number 8, second reading.
Council President, there are no individuals with their hand raised.
Thank you. May I have an offer to accept this ordinance?
Offer. Shall.
May I have a second?
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you, Mrs. Cahill. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes. Number 9 is an ordinance first reading authorizing execution of final agreement with IPT Kingsbridge Business Center Urban Renewal LLC Block 6702, Lot 6.02, 40 Kingsbridge Road. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing the execution of a financial agreement by and between the Township and IPT Kingsbridge Business Center Urban Renewal LLC, pursuant to the long-term tax exemption law, NJSA 48:20-1, etc., being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by remote meeting format on the 6th day of October, 2022. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Can I have an offer to accept first reading?
Councilman Aaron, offer.
A second? Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes first reading. We're now moving to number 10, which are the consent agenda resolutions. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Seeing none, I'd like to have an offer to accept the consent agenda items.
I'll make that offer, Councilman Khan.
Thank you. Do we have second a second?
Second, Councilwoman Cahill. Sorry.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Lombardi?
Yes. And the consent agenda items pass. Number 11 is a proclamation, direct support professionals. Mayor, would you like to read this or would you like me to read it?
Sure, I have it, Council President, thank you. Whereas every day in New Jersey, more than 30,000 men and women work as direct support professionals, providing exemplary and critical services to countless children and adults with intellectual and development disabilities. And whereas direct support professionals play an essential role in the daily lives of individuals with developmental disabilities by empowering them to lead meaningful, independent, and fulfilling lives by promoting independence and inclusion. And whereas these professionals provide a broad range of individual services, including meal preparation, help with medication, mobility, transportation, and daily personal needs. And the direct support professionals must build close, respectful, and trusted relationships with individuals and their families. And whereas direct support professionals help strengthen the Piscataway community by facilitating inclusion for the people with disabilities, and there is a critical and growing shortage of direct support professionals, and direct support professionals deserve recognition for their hard work and positive impact. And I, therefore, Brian Wallen, the mayor of Piscataway Township and the County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, hereby recognize and dedicate that role of these professionals and proclaim September 11th through the 17th, 2022 as Direct Support Professional Recognition Week. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you. Number 12, announcements and comments from officials.
Hi, Council President, if I may. I just wanted to say that once again, our local Elks hosted a, just a wonderful memorial in commemoration of 9/11. I believe it's the 21st anniversary of that horrific event. They put together a program that is just a wonderful experience for our residents. I know that there were some residents out there on this past Sunday. The mayor spoke, and I just, for one, would like to publicly acknowledge the Elks in Piscataway for doing this and hosting this every year.
Thank you, Mrs. Cahill. They always do a beautiful job. Councilman Khan.
Yes, thanks. Thank you, Council President. I would like to acknowledge, I guess, and briefly comment on the passing of Dottie Power. Dottie Power is a former council person, a longtime Democratic committee person, the first female at the time it was freeholder in Middlesex County. She was the president of the Board of Trustees at the County College, which was her true love, county college education for a long time. It would take me probably 20 minutes if I actually read off all of the things she did in public service for residents of this town and residents of the county over a long, long career in public service. She was my former neighbor, one of the first people I met when I got actively involved in the community. She's the unofficial, I'm sure the mayor knows more titles than me because she's known her longer. The unofficial mayor for many, many years of the Possum Town area, and somebody who loved our community, worked tirelessly for our community for goodness, probably 50 plus years. And she passed away a few weeks ago since our last meeting. And I wanted to send condolences to her family. Her husband passed away several years back. And to just acknowledge her service to our town and to our community. And she's another example of some of the great volunteers and public servants that we have in our town that make Piscataway a great place. And I just wanted to make those comments. I don't know that in any way I could do justice to all she's really done for our town, but I did want to acknowledge that. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you so much, Dee, for acknowledging her. She'll be sadly missed. Thank you. Reverend Rouse. Councilman Shaw.
No, thanks.
Councilman Aaron.
Yeah, I just want to acknowledge our Pop Warner and Cheer program. We started this past Sunday. We had a very successful day. We have over 150 football players and over 60 cheerleaders this year. The program is doing very well, and our first home game is this Sunday. So if anybody's interested, come out and watch us. Thank you.
Great job, Frank. Thank you so much. Mayor Brian Waller.
Thank you, Council President. I want to acknowledge what Councilman Khan said about Dottie Powers. She was a longtime friend and dedicated public servant, not only to the county, but to obviously our township. We gave her a good Irish send-off and burial, so Dottie would have been appreciative of that. On a second note, today. I had an opportunity to be on a conference call with myself and a handful of other mayors around the country with Secretary Granholm, speaking with her about the Energy Efficiency Conservation Block grant. As many of the council members know, back in 2009 during the ARRA law, we obtained a direct grant from the federal government during that block grant to put the solar panels up down the DPW yard. And the new funding that was just signed into law with the Deficit Reduction Act by President Biden, we will, assuming we'll be seeing some of that money towards us. So we plan to use the balance of that money to start the balance of the solar projects on our canopies down in DPW and the PD. But it was good to speak with Secretary Granholm and to know that the president did the right thing and signed that bill into law. Because the truth of the matter is it's really the cities and towns that are going to lead the way, not the federal government, to get energy efficiency done in this great country of ours. That's all, Council President.
Thank you, Mayor. Our business administrator, Tim Dacey.
I'd just like to thank everybody who assisted with and participated in all of our summer events. We had a very successful recreation program this summer. The Y program was amazing. It was fully staffed and fully subscribed over the summer camps. We're up to over 11,000 members at the Y, which is a credit to the mayor and council and to the managers over at the Y. And the summer ended nicely today with over 200 people participating in the senior picnic. And we had a Sterling Village picnic last week. So it was a very exciting summer, and I thank everybody who participated.
Thank you, Mr. Dacey. Our township attorney, Raj Kumar.
No comments, thank you.
Thank you. And I would just like to piggyback. It was a really nice day today. The seniors were super happy to be able to get together once again for their picnic outside at Riverside Park. It was very well attended, and a fun day was had by all for sure. And we had some great summertime concerts this year. It was pretty hot during some of them. But we had some new bands, we had some really good bands, and I look forward to hopefully next year getting that completely back into the works of having one every Thursday night, hopefully as we did in other years. So they were very good and helped to get people out and about during the summertime. And lastly, the next shredding event is this Saturday, the 17th at the Little League Field from 8 to 12 or until the truck is full. So those are my comments for this evening, and I'll close it with that. So we will now move to number 13, which is the agenda session for the October 6th, 2022 meeting. On that meeting, we'll have an ordinance second reading authorizing execution of financial agreement with IPT, Kingsbridge Business Center, Urban Renewal, LLC, 6702-6.02-40 Kingsbridge Road. We just discussed that on a first reading. We'll also have a resolution authorizing a contract amendment number 4, Centennial Avenue, T&M Associates, not to exceed $5,100. I'm sure we'll have more by then, but up till now, that's the only two that we have at this time. So now we'll move to number 14, which is open to the public for regarding anything or any concerns that anyone has to air. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it is your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Please remember, state your comments and that you have 3 minutes to speak, and then we will mute you and answer those questions. So we're now open to the public at this time.
Council President, I'm asking the first individual to unmute themselves.
Yeah, hi. This is Pratik Patel. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So just two things. One, as I said, I've been attending a few meetings and I saw money appropriated or grants created and whatnot. Would it be possible that when the grants are appropriated or dollars are allocated, maybe the president of that organization on a quarterly basis, maybe come to a council meeting for 5 minutes and tell us what happened to that project and what got better, so that at least everybody's informed about it? Because I know there are a lot of line items that goes through that, and I know it's very hard, but sometimes it's good to also show the progress. And I know many of you guys know it, but sometimes we don't know, like, oh, 50,000 here or 100,000 there, which is fine. That's just the way it works. But somebody could come and say, hey, this part got better because of this particular funding, or this got better because of this block grant, or this got better because of this state grant. I think that would help bring some credibility to government, that pretty much nowadays, as much as people say, the trust level is pretty down, other than what trumpets in media. So that's one. And the second point was, I think, and I don't know who oversees the Stelton Road, but there are a few potholes back and forth. So I don't know what's going on with that. I can bring it up to the Public Work Department office. That would be, if that's okay. And the third point was, I think Mayor pointed out about the energy of the solar panels, which is all great. Can you, like, over the, because we are in New England, or like at least on the eastern zone, how many watt hours are going to be saved with those solar panels over the course of, I guess, 10 years or 15 years, if some math or some clarity would be given, so at least those monies can be allocated for different projects. Thank you.
Thank you, Pratik. I like your idea of the acknowledgement of the grants. That's a great idea. Stelton Road, I think you kind of answered that yourself with bringing that to the Public Works. As for the solar panels, I'll leave that one to our business administrator, Mr. Dacey, to answer.
And once we have a program in place and you find as far as the installation, that would be calculated out. So right now we don't have a number. It depends on the different solar panels that we use and the size of the panels and lots of other things. So as we get closer to the project, we'll be able to answer that.
Thank you. I hope those answer your questions, Pratik.
Council President, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves.
David Akins, Ambrose Valley Lane. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can. Hello, David.
Hello. How are you doing, Council?
Good, hello. Thank you.
Okay. On September the 12th, I sent a letter to the code enforcement officer in reference to the noise from the warehouse. One of the trucking outfits are right away. I copied a few members of the council of the letter that I sent to the code enforcement officer. Would anyone like to respond to that? I sent a copy to President, Councilwoman Cahill, and Jim Ballard. I didn't hear him. He's in today.
Are you done with your questions, David?
Yes, I'd like to know the update in reference to that.
Okay, let me just tell you, I just received my letter today, okay? So I'm sure the other council members did not get theirs yet. So if you're looking for a response, I don't think anyone has been able to read theirs yet.
David, I saw in the emails that Melissa sent also about to code enforcement, but we're certainly not going to answer today on it.
I'm sorry, can you speak up a little?
You said I saw that Melissa sent it for code enforcement to investigate and to get you the information, but we're not going to have an answer today. We just got it today.
Okay, so what would you suggest?
As soon as we get an answer, we'll get back to you.
Yeah, and David, this is Gabrielle. As soon as I'll follow up too myself. I don't see the letter. It probably is. Michelle Lombardi said it's not in my packet of information that would have come in advance of the meeting, but I will follow up too and also respond as well, David.
Gabrielle, he just dropped them off yesterday afternoon in the Dropbox at the building here.
Right, so right. He did say the 12th, so I figured as much. So I'll follow up. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you, Mr. Akins. Anyone else?
I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Hello, this is Connor Dunham, 61 Jefferson Drive. And I just wanted to thank the council almost a year after Ida for recognizing how bad that flooding was and to adopt the ordinance responding to that and hoping to prevent further flood damage. But I also wanted to ask, I know other local municipalities like Dunellen are working with nonprofit organizations to do stream cleanups and do rain garden construction to further prevent flood damage. Is that something Piscataway is looking into at all?
Do you have any other questions, Connor? Or is that pretty much your question?
That's pretty much it.
Okay, thank you. Yes, we have done, usually once a year, we do a clean stream cleanup. We have a group that comes in and organizes that and in coordinates with other cleanups, they do the stream cleanup. We do look into other ideas, and I thank you for bringing up other ideas that you just stated.
Council President Lombardi, if I could. Also, too, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Mr. Gene Wilk puts out information from the Earth Center that talks and can show people how to create those specific gardens using rain barrels and the benefits of it. I know the township does promote that as well, but I imagine too that as we get closer to the ecological park coming under construction, that those might be things that we could look into, even holding events there that could inform residents. I'd love to see that happen.
Council President, if I could just comment quickly.
Of course.
Sure. We've also worked with Raritan River Watch and Rutgers University, who also has a program of annual cleaning along the Raritan. I think it also involves some of the street, the feeders that go into the Raritan. So we have regularly participated with various different groups. I thank the caller for his comments.
Thank you, Councilman Kahn. Hopefully we answered some of your questions, Connor, and thank you for bringing up some good ideas. And we can only accept one time at the public portion. So if anyone else is raising for the second time, please be advised that we only allow one time up. Anyone else?
Council President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised.
The public portion is now closed.
Council President, if I may, I neglected to mention about some of the businesses that are going to be leaving the town. Unfortunately, we were notified Hoppock Lloyd on Hose Lane will be leaving our town. They're moving down to Atlanta. They've been a part of this township corporation structure here for at least 45 years and change. Verizon on Centennial Avenue is moving all their employees out of the site that on Centennial Avenue. They're moving them up to Bedminster. And unfortunately, we're losing ShopRite. So ShopRite will be moving over to South Plainfield on that site. They were originally trying to look at building another site in Piscataway, but due to the issue with some of the folks that continue to file lawsuits about land use issues in town, I guess they made a business decision not to press building a new site in town for the new shopping center. So meaning, you know, for their store. And this is now having a direct impact upon our community where we won't have a very, I mean, we do have Stop and Shop, but, you know, we, and Aldi's, but, you know, now we lose a store to an adjacent community that have been part of our community for at least 40 years and change. So which means we're going to be at back to square one looking for another grocery store in town, whether it be at the Kimco site right where currently ShopRite is or another site. But there again, I want to reiterate that with the some of the folks that are filing lawsuits against the boards and the towns, it is now having a direct financial impact on our community and also on the residents, because now they're not going to be able to go and shop at ShopRite because ShopRite's going to be moving to a different community. So I just wanted to make sure the council members were aware of that. We will be speaking with the property owners out on those three sites to see what they have in mind, what they're going to be doing on that site. But, you know, it's unfortunate, but I guess this is the rules of the road going forward with some of these progressive advocates. You start suing people and then it has a direct impact on our financial wherewithal in our community, because right now our commercial base makes up about 38% of the property taxes, which means the homeowners are paying less versus having a less commercial base out there. So that's pretty much it, Council President.
Can I just follow up on the mayor's comments very quickly, Council President?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So just to fill in some information for the public at home, the issue with ShopRite for a long time has been space and parking and space allocations. And we had encouraged them and have had conversations with them, as the mayor has done with almost every business in town, about relocating to a place that was a development site. That site, unfortunately, was the subject of litigation, and ShopRite decided just to move on. I do want to follow up and say it's an important issue to the town. I was at a meeting recently with the township attorney, and the mayor, and all options are being explored as to what we can do with regard to that space and with regard to this issue. So I just want to assure residents that we recognize it's a problem. It's been a problem with ShopRite for a long time. This is not a new issue with ShopRite. They've threatened to move out of town for at least 10 years, if I'm correct. But I want to assure people that it's an issue we're going to attempt as best we can. You know, we're the government, we're not a private company, to work to resolve in the residents' favor. It's high up on the list of significant priorities. And the mayor's got a long track record of being able to bring businesses to town. And I'm confident that if we put our minds to it and work hard, we're going to be able to come up with some kind of solution for residents. But the mayor, you know, the mayor's right on with his comments as to how this problem came about. So I just wanted to follow up on that only because I was recently at a meeting where we had these discussions. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you for that explanation. I'd now like to adjourn the meeting. May I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
May I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Everyone have a good evening and we'll see you at the next meeting.
Good night, everyone.
Aye. Thank you, everyone.
Good night. Good night.